Thank you. Next is, the next bid is found on page 206. And that is bid 2024-155, purchase of one turbidity meter. I had to take a deep breath and think it through. Go ahead, Director.
Eric Earls, Director, Public Works. The Warwick Water Division is requesting purchase and installation of one turbidity meter located at the Potawatomi Pit facility. The current turbidity meter, got me too, has rendered itself inoperable and needs to be replaced. The meter is used as a water quality indicator, measuring suspended particles and liquids. Using the 56.6 for R.E. Erickson Company in the amount of $6,466.53 for the purchase and installation of the turbidity meter.
Thank you so much, Director. Councilman Gebhardt.
This sounds very important. any indication on how quickly we can get it installed, or is it already done and this is a retroactive?
It indicates delivery time of 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Are there any further questions from this committee concerning bid 2024-155? I will not repeat the title. That is found on page 206. Are there any further questions for members of this council on bid 2024-155? Councilman Lattisor.
No questions. Director, thank you for that explanation.
Thank you. Are there any questions, comments from members of the public on bid 2024-155, page 206? Are there any questions from the public on bid 2024-155, which is found on page 206? Thank you.
Turbidity.
Now you're just showing off. The next bid is on page 216. This is in the amount of $4,200. It is bid 2024-143, Celebrate Certified Operator and Physical Analysis Semester. Major.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan for the Police Department. The Police Department is seeking a 56.6 exception and notice requirement for specialized training to send one of our detectives to Celebrate Examiner course. The course is $4,200 and would be drawn from our budget code 30-302 training. This course is basically for to be authorized and trained and certified in examining cell phone evidence and extracting data from cell phones and similar devices.
Thank you so much. And that's usually done in-house, correct, Major? So that's why...
Yes, sir.
That's outstanding. Any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions on bid 2024-143, Celebrate Certified Operator and Physical Analysis Seminar, on page 2216. Questions from the council. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Once again, thank you, Major. I know for certain that everyone, not only in this chamber, but throughout the city, appreciates your willingness and your exercise of responsibility, not just yourself, the fire department, DPW, and as well as the other departments, and the importance of training. And we all know how important that training is. And I appreciate the fact that the members of the public who are here this evening get to see where some of their taxpayer dollars are being spent and why they're being spent. So with that said, I consider this very important stuff to go through. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from the public or any questions or concerns on bid 2024-143, Celebrite Certified Operator and Physical Analysis Seminar, found on page 216. Sir?
Joe D'Antonio, Myrtle Avenue.
Thank you, sir.
I heard the major mention that it was a seminar for being able to recover data from cell phones, but you had mentioned that you usually do that in-house. So my curiosity is this like a train the trainer so that this particular individual, this detective, will be able to then filter the information learned from this seminar to the rest of the department, so then it just kind of like twofold just keeps on getting better?
Great question. Major, would you mind?
This is training specific to this individual who can, as an individual who is trained, can is authorized and will hold up in court later on being certified, that they can hook a phone up to our Celebrate software and extract the info. If I did it and went to court, it'd get dismissed because I don't have that training.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Yeah, I think in the digital age that we're living in, it's a very important asset to have for this city, especially with all the dangers that are on the all these cell phones that we're carrying around. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And that's interesting that the person, Major, has to be certified. You know, it's understandable, too, that they have to be certified to say that they legally and cooperatively did that to get the information. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Are there any questions from members of the public on or concerns on bid 2024-143, Celebrate Certified Operator and Physical Analysis Seminar? Are there any further comments or questions from members of the public on bid 2024-143, Celebrate Certified Operator and Physical Analysis Seminar? That is found on page 216. Thank you. Bid 2024-151, State of Rhode Island BCI Course. This is found on page 228. Good evening, Major.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan for the Police Department. The Police Department is seeking a 56-6 exception of bid for a spending authorization in the amount of $3,600 to send one of our detectives to the state's BCI training. It's a two-semester event at University of Rhode Island's campus in South County. Yeah, funding would be derived from budget code 30-302 training.
Major, I'm going to ask if in our statement sheet and within the bid itself, if you please go to refer to page 228, sir, or it's on our bid package 328. It's the cover sheet where it says code 30302 police training. If you look at the bottom where it says section 506, it says a contract award is $3,900, and then it says a one-time purchase, and then if you go down in the in your letter, you have $3,900, but if you go further, you see $3,600. So you, in your statement, you said that you would like to request $3,600, but the total amount, and I do see that it has on the exclamation or the explanation paper, miscellaneous 300 books. So if I could ask you to amend your total ask, because on the record you said $3,600.
Yes, sir.
If you wouldn't mind asking for $3,900.
Yes, sir. $3,900 would be the accurate.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
What's that? Yeah, the textbooks of 300. Yep. $3,900 is correct. So the tuition of the Office of Strategic Initiatives, that's $3,600. That's the first few pages. And then we continue on in your breakdown, in your invoice of the breakdown, you have $3,600 for semester and then $300 in the textbook. So just for clarification on the bid package. So the total ask is $3,900. Excellent. Are there any questions from the committee? Are there any questions concerning bid 2024-151, State of Rhode Island BCI costs, which is found on page 228 from the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Major. I don't have any questions any further.
I'm sorry?
I said I don't have any further questions.
Oh, okay. Give me one moment. And are there any questions from the public on bid 2024-151, State of Rhode Island BCI course, found on page 228. Are there any questions from the public on bid 2024-151, State of Rhode Island BCI course, found on page 228? Thank you. I'm going to request a 5-minute recess. Any objections? Thank you.
If I may have the Finance Committee and the members of the Council. Okay, thank you. Good evening. Welcome back. It is now 8:32, and the Finance Committee is back in session, and we are continuing on the bid package. We are now on to bid 2024-122, Chemical Cooling Tower Corrosion Inhibitor and Microbiological Control. This is found on page 243. Director, thank you.
Eric Girls, Public Works Director. Public Works is looking, well, we received 4 bids submitted for the Chemical Cooling Tower Corrosion Inhibitor and Microbiological Control. This is for the rink. And the new contract period would be from October 9th 2023 to October 8th, 2025. So the requested cap is $3,600 for that 2-year award. And we're looking to award to Nalco Water, the low bidder.
Thank you. You said in your statement, and I'm sorry, I didn't understand, you said that this is for what, please?
This is for the rinks.
The rings. Okay, thank
rinks,
you.
Rinks, hockey.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Rinks.
Thayer Warburton.
Got it. When you first said it, I honestly thought you said, this is for the win. I was like, let's do it. Let's go. But. Okay, so questions from members of the committee?
Just quick, is this, yes, this is like an additive that gets put into the system?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure how it would affect the turbidity, though.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any questions from members of the council on bid 2024-122, Chemical Cooling Tower Corrosion Inhibitor and Microbiological Control?
Close. Councilman Ladislaw.
Thank you. Director, this says the current bid expires on October 8th, 2023. I do not have anything in my binder that is telling me who the previous contract was with. So who would that be?
I don't have that information right now.
So you don't know who the current contract is for this item?
That's correct.
Could you send me that information tomorrow, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions from members of this council on bid 2024-122, Chemical Cooling Tower Corrosion Inhibitor and Microbiological Control? Thank you. Found on page 243. Are there any questions from members of the public on bid 2024-122? Found on page 243. The clock is only right twice. A broken clock's only right twice during the night. Are there any questions or concerns from members of the public on bid 2024-122?
Sir, please state your name.
Barry Cook, 20-year resident of the city, president of the Warwick Taxpayers Association. I'm not going to belabor the point because you've heard me say it before, but just for my purpose, I was an East Providence City Councilman way back when God was a child.
Sir, does this have anything to do with the bid?
Let me speak. I'll get to the point.
Well, I'm just asking you because we had a long docket and a long evening, and I'd just like you to, is the question concerns of the bid?
If you let me finish, I'm going to deal with this.
Well, you're bringing up from like 30, 40 years ago.
I'm going to make a point. If you would be so kind as to let me finish in 1 minute, I'll be done.
Is it about the bid?
It's about to bid.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're a piece of work, Mr. Howe.
Thank you so much. My mother would agree.
The comment that I want to make is this. This is the director of Public Works. Councilman Lattisaw asked him, who is the present contract? That, his answer was, he doesn't know. Well, he should know. My comment is simply this. If he's not prepared to answer the questions, he should have stayed home.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
I appreciate you being here, and I'm gonna just state that comment with, as I've said numerous times, I do understand some questions come up, but also I think that Councilman Lattisaw asked him. He said he didn't. He was honest and direct, and the councilman said, please give me that information when you get a moment. I don't see how it's prudent to deciding on this contract. So again, Director, I appreciate you being here at this late hour, giving us the answers that are being asked, and promising to follow through with the answers that are being asked. And so nothing was malicious. I didn't take anything the Councilman Lattisaw asked as malicious. I didn't see it as something where it should have been. I'll wait a minute. Thank you. I didn't see it where it should have been as something that avoids and stops the bid that is before us now. So, Director, I do appreciate you agreeing to get the councilman the answer tomorrow for the last bid. Thank you. Are there any further comments or questions from the public on bid 2024-122, found on page 243? Oh, thank you. For the public, Councilman Ricks.
For the public, I suppose. I just wanted to briefly comment that the DPW director works with literally hundreds of different vendors. That's all.
And actually, the DPW looks over many. It's the largest department in the city, and they do have a purchasing director. And whatever the reasoning may be, he's here answering the questions tonight. And I'm going to reiterate and reaffirm that the councilman respectfully asked for information. The director honestly and respectfully answered him. And the councilman asked for clarification tomorrow. And that's done. It was done. Thank you.
Chairman? It's me, Eric. Over here.
Oh, sorry. Hey.
My business manager, Krista Miretti, is watching, and she's the one who manages the rink and is the one responsible for this. She has indicated that the current vendor is the same as the proposed vendor. Now go.
Thank you. Great. Thank you so much, Director. Councilman?
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you. And thank you, Christy. Okay. Next is bid 2023-048 Alpha Pest Control Services, found on page 247.
Pest Control Services. Public Works is requesting permission to increase PCR 7322 from 3,000 to 6,000 and extend the current contract period to August 31st, 2024.
Thank you, Director. If I may be excused for one moment, I want to sidebar with the solicitor. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Are there any questions or concerns from the council, committee? I apologize. Are there any questions or concerns from the members of the council? Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You're discussing pest control services, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Director, in your presentation, it says that this bid, let me back up. It said the department is seeking approval to extend the current bid with Falcon Pest Control for an additional 1 year at current pricing. There was a bid advertised and one submission received. The bid was approximately $10,000 for 1 year of service for just the public works portion. In my bid package, I don't see any bid from anyone else at $10,000. Would you have any knowledge as to whether or not that bid was submitted to purchasing? You know, somewhere along the line, we've had numerous bids, not just this evening, but other times when accompanying documents that should be included in the bid package haven't been included. And this is another example. We had another one earlier this evening with the police department, I believe it was. That bid of approximately $10,000 would be important to us to see. So do you know if that other bid was submitted in for this package?
No, I don't believe we ever gave it to purchasing. The bid was incomplete, and so it was disqualified. So it wasn't necessary to be part of this. When we received that bid, we went this route and saved the city considerable amount of money, because this is going to be $3,000, and it's going to cover Fire Station 1, Fire Station 2, Fire Station 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, the Fire Alarm Building, DPW, Water Division, Police Department, City Hall, Pilgrim Senior Center, and the Highway Office. The other bid was $10,000 for Public Works.
Director, I am not questioning your reasoning. That is quite obvious. I was in business for many, many years. I understand the math. I understand the numbers. I'm not questioning that. What I'm questioning is, this says the bid was approximately $10,000 high. There's nothing in here so that we can take a look at that bid. Now, you said the bid was incomplete. There's been dozens of times over the years when we've had incomplete bids and those bids rejected for whatever reason. Typically, it's always explained to us in our position paper. And I'm sorry if I'm, you know, bothering you with this, but there's been times where those have occurred and it's always been explained to us. That's not here. So I'm not questioning your judgment to go with 3,000 versus 10,000. What I'm asking for is, or asking about is, why isn't this document, this bid included in our package? That's all. I think that's a pertinent question to ask when we're making financial decisions. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. I would like to say that you know, it's mentioned in the statement, and I understand what you're saying with the other bid, but I'm very happy that this is a Ward 3 small business, a business that was already contracted, a local Warwick Ward 3 business, and so I was happy to see that, but I do understand the point you're making. Any further comments, questions from members of the council on bid 2023-048 Alpha Pest Control Services, found on page 243. Thank you. Are there any questions from the public? Comments or questions from the public on page 2023-048 Alpha Pest Control Services, found on page 247. Are there any further questions from the public on bid 2023-048 Alpha Pest Control Services, found on page 247? Thank you. Thank you, Director. There he is. The next is bid 2024-141, Office Tracker Calendaring System. That is found on 263. Good evening, Phil.
Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6 to award the maintenance of the Office Tracker software product to Millam Corporation in the amount of, $2,645. Office Tracker, despite my best efforts, is a product that is still used in the city. It's a calendaring program. I've tried numerous times to migrate people onto our standard Office product. Unfortunately, there's some features that Office Tracker has that Microsoft Office will offer in their 365 version, but we still use the on-prem version and the Outlook client, so we don't have it available to them. This is obviously coming to the council late, and it may be what Councilman Lattiser was referring to. And I do apologize for that, but it puts us in a bit of a bind. We can't submit hard numbers like this until we get a quote. And as repugnant to the intellect as it may be, we have a hard time sometimes getting businesses to submit a quote for us to pay them. This was turned in the day we received the quote. It expired yesterday, but because of the circumstances, I contacted the company. They've extended it and understand our situation. So my apologies, but that's why it's late.
Thank you, Phil. No, appreciate the time and the discussion on this. Hearing you talk about inundated technology, I can feel Councilman Gebhardt kind of just shaking, agreeing with it. Any questions from the committee? You're calm?
Councilman Gebhardt wants to see us go to Office 365.
That's right. Any questions from members of this council on bid 2024-141 Office Tracker Calendaring System? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your explanation on this, Director, and thank you for your candidness as well as regarding the timing. I do appreciate it. The question that I have is, why did you decide to go for only a one-year renewal when there was a two-year renewal presented to you at the same same price? No, I'm sorry, not the same price, but...
it was the same price, I would have taken the two-year.
For each year, the same price for this year and the same price for next year. So I'm just curious as to why you chose to go with a 1 year.
Despite my past failures, I'm still confident that I can displace this product altogether and save the city $2,600.
Okay, great. Good answer. Thank you.
I refuse to believe that answer. Past failures. Any questions, further questions from members of this council? Are there any questions or comments from members of the public for bid 2024-141 Office Tracker Calendaring System, page 263? Are there any further comments or questions from the public on bid 2024-141 Office Tracker Calendaring System found on page 263? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phil. The next is bid 2021-241, analytical testing of water samples. This is for a total of $750.50. That is found on page 267. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Eric Earls, Director of Public Works. The Water Division is requesting permission to increase PCR 2621 from $40,000 to $40,700.50. The cost increase is associated with an increase in the testing of the water samples.
Thank you, Director. Are there questions from members of this committee? Questions, concerns from members of the council on bid 2021-241, analytical testing of water samples, page 267, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. Director, I see in this position paper where it says the current two-year contract expired on April 25th, 2023, which is what this request is referring to. We have in our package, we have an invoice dated March 31st, 2023, almost a month earlier than the contract expired. I also notice on this invoice, let me back up a minute. Who receives these invoices we got with respect to this department anyways? Who receives these invoices?
I'm not sure who specifically they go to within the water division, but it's the water division, obviously.
Okay. So it goes to the water division. Well, I know I'm asking that question because it's been stated here before when I've asked the question that, well, the bills don't always come through us. You know, sometimes they go, you know, right to finance. So that's why I'm asking the question again.
Oh, actually, if the invoice address is correct, that is looks like what happened. The invoice is addressed to Warwick Water Department, but it's the 3275 Post Road address. So it may have gone there directly.
Right. And it's also included in that address is purchasing division. So this invoice would have gone, would have missed the water department and gone right to purchasing, right? You would assume.
You assume.
Yeah. Typically, when these invoices are received by purchasing, aren't they normally, as a rule, or required to be time-stamped when they're received?
I don't know how purchasing handles their correspondence.
Is anyone from purchasing still here? Would the chief of staff know whether or not it's protocol?
Good. Aaron Mackesy, Chief of Staff to the Mayor. No, Councilman, I do not. I can just speak from experience having worked for the city now since January of 2021. Different departments do timestamp pieces of correspondence differently. In the Mayor's office, we timestamp the envelope and then affix the envelope to the piece of paper when delivering it to the appropriate staff member.
Thank you for that. So this item is not timestamped as far as when it was received. And it brings me back to my original point. Here we are in August, and we're being requested to pay an overage of $750.50 for an item that was invoiced to us in March. And to complicate the formula even further, for a contract that expired April 25th, 2023. So, does anyone know what happened? How did this invoice fall through the cracks or what? I mean, obviously it's going to be paid.
Yeah, I apologize. I don't have the answers, but I agree that it's certainly that something that needs to be discussed within the water division. Obviously the work was performed within the contract period. So the main issue is, to your point, that we should have processed this considerably earlier than August? In August now? Yeah. So that's, I apologize for that, and I can certainly look into why that happened and do my best to see that it doesn't happen in the future.
Thank you for that. I appreciate your response.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions for members of this council on bid 2021-241, analytical testing of water samples? Are there any questions or concerns from members of the public on bid 2021-241, analytical testing of water samples found on page 267? Are there any questions from members of the public on bid 2021-241, analytical testing of water samples found on page 267? Wonderful, thank you. That concludes the bid package. May I have a call for action on the consent calendar vote?
Move favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion, I have a second, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Okay. The Finance Committee continues. I would like a motion for acceptance of the minutes on the committee meeting held July 17th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you so much. Next is PCR 88-23, resolution relative to abatements. How are you doing, Director?
Good, thank you. Good evening. Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. This month, we have abatements in the amount of $131,572.35. As usual, the majority of these are exemptions because the tax bills recently went out in July. In the first quarter, there's a lot more people that come and apply for their exemptions. Mm-hmm. But there were some larger real estate abatements that were processed. I'll go through and highlight a few of those just so you understand. Comprehensive Community Action purchased a building on Buttonwoods Avenue. The property was previously taxable. Now that it's owned by them, it's tax exempt. Also, Coastline EAP was a tenant in the Summit. They moved over to 931 Jefferson Boulevard. They've been in the city since 2007. They've been tax exempt since 2007. You'll see that on the report under Gateway 2. And lastly, Hillsgrove Condominiums, which is on Kilvert and Greystone. They converted, I believe, 19 or built 19 individual condominiums on that lot. That lot should have had a zero land value once they taxed the individual condominiums, but it got left on, so that had to be abated. But I'll answer any other questions that you might have.
Thank you. And is this also included in the first round of people who were appealing the value of their houses from the last?
Yes, this is the beginning. The appeal period runs through October 15th, so yep. We still got several months where they can apply.
Certainly, but there are some included in this?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. Any questions for members of this committee?
No, sir.
Are there any questions for members of the council for the director pertaining to abatements?
Mr. Chairman, at the appropriate time, Councilman Sinapi needs to recuse from a batch of these abatements. If you want to entertain commentary from the public first, and then we can assign a PCR on those that will be voted separately.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions or comments on PCR 88-23 relative to abatements from the public? Would any member of the public like to speak on the resolution relative to abatements, PCR 88-23. Hearing none, thank you. Solicitor?
Are there any other items outside of Councilman Sinapi's who need to be voted separately by any other members? Hearing none, if the clerk could assign a PCR for the following items, the claim for Bailey in the amount of $1,176.40, the claim of the abatement of Kissinger in the amount of $415.20, the abatement of Lowry in the amount of $415.20, the abatement of Martin, $138.40, the abatement of Miller, $415.20, and the abatement of Tulin, $415.20. So for this PCR, the total amount would be $2,975.60, and the underlying item, PCR 88-23, would have a new value of $128,596.75.
Thank you. I appreciate that. May I have the PCR, please?
9123. PCR 9123.
So with those items removed, Mr. Chairman, it would be in order for the committee to entertain a recommendation on PCR 8823 with the revised amount of $128,596.75.
And for clarification and process, would PCR 88-23 also be needed in a second for as amended?
Because they're removed, similarly to how the bid package goes, mm-hmm. You can just reflect the value. It'll be updated when we do the full consent calendar.
So thank you so much. So I'm looking for favorable action on 88. I am looking for a favorable action on PCR 8823 in the amount of $128,596.75.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And Mr. Chairman, if you would, if the committee would entertain a recommendation on PCR 9123, which is in the amount of $2,975.60 for the six abatements previously read into the record.
Do I have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All set there.
Thank you, Solicitor. Thank you. PCR 80, correction, back up. PCR 6823, formerly bid 2023-427, Lincoln Avenue Pipeline Rehabilitation Contract 1. This was the request of the department to withdraw. As you remember, we spoke of the new bid process in the bid package. So this will be replaced by the new bid that we had, so that we have a request from the department to withdraw. Any questions, comments from the committee? Questions, comments from the council? Question, comments from the public? Question, comments from the public? Thank you. May I have a motion to withdraw?
So moved. So moved.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you so much. And finally, PCR 81-23, formerly bid 2023-443, Connecticut Point Lighthouse Restoration. This is thank you.
Tom Kravitz, City Planning Director.
Thank you. If you don't mind giving us a quick brief.
Yeah, this is a bid to we'd like to award to Abcor to get the, I call it really triage work going on the lighthouse with the congressional earmark of $775,000.
And just really quick, Director, when you say congressional earmark, can you please specify that?
Well, it was Rep. Langevin's earmark. It was granted about a year ago now, perhaps. So it's really the only funds we have going into this project. There's no match requirement. And, you know, this is really a qualification request. You know, when you get money like this and the political leaders all gather from all levels and celebrate it, it's no mystery as to how much money you have. And to actually bid, you know, the project, you kind of know what you're going to get. So we're really stressing the qualification-based approach to this, mimicking the Brooks Act, which is why we had several staff, my staff, scored the three proposals we got. And we'd like to go with Abcor and get going.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Are there any questions, concerns from members of the committee?
No.
Are there questions from members of the, sorry. No, that's fine. Thank you. Councilman Gebhardt.
So, thank you, Director. So last we talked about this, we talked a little bit about the hypothetical that there may be more rehabilitation to go into this. I did speak with the mayor last week. He indicated that more the direction was that these funds would be sufficient to basically shore up the outside, make sure that it doesn't go into disrepair, and then we could potentially seek some sort of public-private partnership or bring someone else in or evaluate a range of other options, and that we would not necessarily be on the hook to spend additional funds to rehabilitate the inside. We could go a number of different directions mm-hmm. for that. Is that still the plan?
That is a conversation that the mayor and I had, and I'm glad you brought it up, and that would be my recommendation. Frankly, if we do even go forward with the funds we do have, we're going to have to probably pare down the scope and figure out what really we can do with the money we have. The steel railings are rotting off. When we went to visit it, the weather vane was falling into the ocean. I was able to pull it back, and Mr. Solomon put the bolt. He found the bolt on the bottom and actually bolted the thing back together. I called the Coast Guard, National Weather Service, and they came out and fixed it from NOAA. There's windows that are broken, you know, the doors and windows are rotting off. the structure that you have to work from to even approach the lighthouse probably needs to be rebuilt in some way that will allow someone else to take it and fix it. So it, there's a lot wrong with it.
Okay. Well, we're grateful that we have help to get it started, and hopefully we can get creative and find other ways to you know, continue it or to find some other life for it moving forward. But I'm glad the city is not solely on the hook for beyond what we got some funds to help us with. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Yeah, it's amazing that the federal government is releasing the lighthouses, and I'm very happy that the city is putting the resources of getting the money from the congressional to get those repaired, because lighthouses are a Rhode Island tradition just as anything else, and a big, big part. And definitely all of them are historical. They're not needed anymore, so we can repurpose them for sure.
Right.
As we've seen on Rose and Dutch Island. And are there any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisore.
Thank you. So, Director, I just want to confirm at this point where we are with this project, there is no taxpayer dollars involved, correct?
Well, congressional earmarks are.
The local Warwick,
right.
Taxpayers.
Right.
Okay. And you've made it clear that this is predominantly a supporting effort to support this lighthouse so it doesn't basically fall into the ocean.
It's not going to fall into the ocean, but I get what you're saying. Right.
You said when we visited the lighthouse, who is we? Who visited the lighthouse to get a view as to what condition it's in and what potential it has, and start, you know, formulating some financial theories as to what the long-term dollar could be to complete this?
Before I explain when we went out there, there was video taken from Lucas Murray, the previous planner. There are a number of video clips and pictures. He was very thorough with his inspection. But that had been, you know, a year prior. So when I was hired, shortly thereafter, I went out with the fire chief. They have a boat that they took us out in that. It was myself, the mayor, fire chief, of course, a couple of his staff who operate the boat, and I'm drawing a blank on the rest. Solomon, Mr. Solomon was there, young Solomon. Yeah, I can't remember who else. That might have been it.
When you say Mr. Solomon, you're referring to Mayor Solomon or Rep. Solomon?
Rep. Solomon.
Rep. Solomon, okay. Mm-hmm. So has there been any discussion as to what the long-term cost could be to do this?
Not the long-term cost, no. It's just Councilman Gephardt mentioned, we're thinking about trying to take a different course and get this into the hands of maybe a private entity or someone who can really do something with it that benefits the city.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Director. And also a great follow-up to that, Councilman, is we get it to a private entity, like I said, Dutch Island, Rose Island, they have to follow a very strict federal guideline of a historical place, but the lighthouses are repaired, revitalized, and operated, which is what we absolutely want.
It's also extremely expensive when you have to start addressing the historical issues.
That's
to
right.
Do any of that type of renovation. Extremely expensive. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions from members of the council? Questions, concerns from members from the public on PCR 81-23, Connecticut Point Lighthouse Restoration? Thank you.
Nancy Cornish. I just want to clarify or ask for clarification on this. Is this work that would be done by the city prior to the point of time at which private entities which are interested in this property would be acquiring it and working on it? Is this work that would be done prior to that time?
Yes.
Yes, with a congressional allocated money. And so as the director said, we'll bring it up to speed, and then from there, the city will look at the options of who gets it.
I just wanted to be sure that that didn't stop anyone else from being able to acquire the property.
Oh, no. Yeah, that would not stop anyone else from being able to acquire. Although from what I've read in other lighthouses that have been disposed of from the Coast Guard, I've always seen lease arrangements with the city being holding fee simple, if you call it fee simple for this. But yeah, lease arrangements, I think, are what I've seen mostly.
Yeah.
I'm just aware of the Warwick Neck Improvement Association being, I believe that maybe tomorrow is a day that they get to inspect it and are interested in looking into the possibility of preserving that beautiful location and maybe opening up as a historical museum. Mm. So I just wanted to be sure that
Mr. Chairman, yeah, the Chief of Staff said I should clarify in case you have them confused. I'm talking about the Connecticut Lighthouse.
Oh, I thought you said Warwick Neck.
Nope, it was Connecticut.
I'm sorry. I thought you said the Warwick Neck one.
No, this is the difficult one, the one that's in the middle of the bay.
In the water. Okay, yeah. Thank you for that clarification.
It was a good conversation either way. Thank you so much. Sir, please.
Jim Italiani, the points on both lighthouses, I think, are appropriate. My fear, and I would like to see both of those lighthouses kept, but I'm also somewhat aware of the deep financial hole that this city is in, and if we have one more big expenditure, and believe me, I've had boats and I've been around the ocean most of my life, I know what a big expense something like this can be. And I am really fearful that we're going to get into another hole and we're not going to be able to take care of our kids or our seniors or something else because we have an impossible time maintaining what we already have. Thank you.
Sir, and if I may answer that, what this is for is a $775,000 grant or money that was allocated by the government.
I understand.
And as Councilman Lattiser clarified, I apologize, but as Councilman Lattiser clarified, no tax dollars will go into this. The plan is then to go to the next step with the lighthouse.
And thank you very much. Yes, I did understand that. That's why I said I am fearful that we are not taking steps that we're going to fall into a hole and get buried by our previous commitments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, Joanne Miller, Beach Avenue. I am part of...
Just bring up the microphone. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
That's all right. I am part of the Connecticut Village Association. I was there at the meeting when the mayor came. And really the direction that he was thinking of pursuing, we are behind him, is privatizing the funding, having benefits. And we also feel that it could be like a great educational place to take because it is in the water and also could... great educational place for kids to take tours and join with NOAA and other resources that we have in Rhode Island to make it a real lighthouse, a real beacon for education, as well as a tourist attraction if, you know, we can get a ferry that goes out to it. So we're excited and we're very grateful to get those monies just to stabilize it. So thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further comment from the public, public comment pertaining to, I'm blind, PCR 81-23, Connecticut Point Lighthouse Restoration? Thank you. May I have a motion?
Favorable action. Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The time is now 9:15 and the Finance Committee is closed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I respectfully request that we move back into the full council meeting and start on the agenda this evening. I do want to say we will be doing public comment. I have the list here. Is there anyone else who would like to sign up that hasn't had the opportunity to sign up at this time? Last call for public comment. Okay. Just going to let everyone get settled, and then we are going to go right back into the full council meeting, and that will be the third thing we do. Good evening again. I call the full council meeting back to order. So we're now on the agenda. We have done roll call. We've done salute to the flag and the national anthem. So now we're on general communication. This is for the announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. I have a couple. First off, someone's having a birthday this evening, so I just want to wish Councilwoman Travis a happy birthday. Second off, I would like to make the public aware that we have the Vietnam Traveling Wall coming to Rocky Point State Park on September 8th. So at September 8th at 1:45, there will be a one-hour opening ceremony with remarks and they will be reading of all the names, the 209 Rhode Islanders who are memorialized on this Vietnam Wall. The wall will also be there for a number of days from September 8th to September 10th. So I welcome the members of the public to go and visit and see that. That's a very nice thing that is coming to our city. Are there any other council members have anything under general communications, announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events? Councilman Lattiser.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I just want to say that I think this evening we've had a very good discussion regarding a lot of these bid items, all the bid items. As I started to say earlier, we also have a lot of new faces here in this chamber this evening that I don't recall being here in the past. And I think that it was a very good opportunity for them to see and hear the reasonings for some of these purchases. While they're not all million-dollar purchases, some are small, but as you saw, they can quickly add up. And in this case, it was $280,000 worth of small purchases. So I am grateful that the members of the public were able to see the process and hear the reasonings for these requests. Thank you.
Under general communications, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I won't belittle the comment, I won't brag this out, but I will say, for years and years, there have been committees. For years and years, there have been committees that do their job and make recommendations to the council. Someone may not disagree with the purchases that are being made, but the committee does the job. We can honestly attest that the departments do the job, and there's human error. The committees do the job, and there's human error. But to indicate...
Councilman, I apologize. I shouldn't have let Mr. Lattiser take that time.
He didn't follow the general
communications, and
I respectfully ask
so I apologize.
The committee did a great job,
and they did their part. Thank you. This is just for announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. Any additional general communications, condolences, congratulations, or community events? Councilman Gephardt.
I would like to congratulate Warwick Powell, the primary youth sports program in the city, for going out to hire its first ever executive director, who is not also simultaneously an active police officer. This position is actually being funded by using some dollars that the city was provided as part of an opioid settlement, which is meant to be used to help provide programming to keep kids away from drugs. And I can't think of a better way to do that than by having a robust, year-long, active youth sports program. So this position is open right now, accepting applications. And I think that for anyone who, you know, has a passion for growing an organization, who has a passion for youth sports, and who has a passion for making life in this city a little bit better for the kids that live here, I think it's a great opportunity, and I would strongly encourage anyone with a skill set that would line up with that to apply. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Your PAL is a great organization. Building is named after Gloria Fairbanks, a great friend to many of us here. Next up is...
Council President, I'm sorry, I did have an announcement to make. I just wanted to inoptly respond, but I did have an official announcement within the community. I want to thank my colleagues and the citizens. If you drive down Sandy Lane, you'll now notice that there's crossing lights, and I want to thank DPW for getting that taken care of. Ward 3, we expended our money for the safety of our students. As you know, there are four crosswalks, one near Lip Elementary School, one near the arena, and one near the rink, and then another one over towards the Boys and Girls Club. They were just striped, and now we have buttons that you can push, and they light up to indicate that there's someone crossing in the pedestrian walk. A huge safety plus. So I want to acknowledge and thank that. And finally, Mr. President, I do ask that this honorable body and our guests and the people give a moment of silence in the memory of Captain Patrick Crowley from the Warwick Fire Department. The fire department lost a dignified and very trusted leader in the last couple of weeks, and it was a big kick to them. So I do ask that we have a moment of silence at your convenience, Mr. President.
Thank you. We'll have a moment of silence at this time.